Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hi guys, Sarah here. Just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me A Coffee account. What is Buy Me A Coffee? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host, Buzzsprout. You can find the links to Buy Me A Coffee page on our socials, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram, our blog at www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Bianca.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Amy. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start a podcast while we're all living La Vida lockdown. But now we're free. Yay! Oh, freedom tastes fantastic. I mean, it's probably going to taste just as much as COVID's going to taste fantastic when we finally get it because everything's open. So, yay! So we take aim at one topic each week with a bottle or three of wine, launch onto a tangent train or five, and we try to make some sense of everything that's going on at the moment. Yeah, fun times. So, ladies, what are we drinking?
Well, I'm drinking the Companions Cab Sav from my Wine Pyramid Scheme.
Delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Even though it was like warm-ish, it's really dropped this afternoon.
Yeah, so I'm so freezing at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm toasty. And I'm not drinking again.
Yes, for good reasons.
Yes, so.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Occasionally replace the plastic bag that is your liver. No.
Yeah.
We keep saying that. She's not listening.
No, she doesn't listen.
Help us out, listeners.
I am drinking the La Provincia Rosé from the Biden Pyramid Scheme Bianca and I are now attached to. Yeah. Fun time.
Is it good enough? Should I add it to my cart now?
You don't like rosé, though.
Yeah, but my taste buds have changed.
Maybe I'll order another bottle when I get round to ordering again, and then you can taste it and then decide whether you want to put it in the cart.
Fair enough. I'm on board.
Okay. Done. All right, Bianca, what's our topic for tonight?
Well, I think we've teetered on this topic so much over our 90s specials. So we're actually finally covering it, which is teen heartthrobs of the 90s. We're doing a bit of a where are they now? So let's crack into it, hey?
Yeah.
So the 90s were hands down the best decade for celebrities. I mean, am I right?
Yes.
No, right.
Absolutely. Totally right.
So, yeah. And, like, both in the terms of fashion, so many butterfly clips, so little time.
Yes.
And heartthrobs. Ah. Those who graced our bedroom walls. Yes. So, celebrities were, you know, truly doing the most during that time between creating highly questionable music videos with way too many dance routines. It's called art, okay?
But can you give us something we can do at home in the lounge room? Thanks, Brittany. Thanks, darling.
Absolutely did with her experimenting with denim on denim. Did we not all try that?
Yeah.
Do I not still wear denim on denim? Yes.
I avoided it. Sorry.
Same.
Oh, no, don't forget the boys are spiking up their bleached hair. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And pucker shell necklaces. Why did we find that so attractive? Or the shark tooth.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, why?
Yeah.
Why? Why? So, yeah, it's quite a miracle that any of them walk the red carpet
Mm-hmm. And let's throw it out there to eyebrow rings. Oh, hail the eyebrow ring for men in the 90s.
Absolutely. And my first heartthrob, I'm throwing out there, definitely rocked that fucking eyebrow ring, I tell you. Yeah. Kellen Mulvey. Yes, Kellen Mulvey. Not Cullen. It's not fucking Twilight. We're from the 90s here. Calm down, Bianca. Sorry. So Kellen Mulvey smoldered as a bad boy. I don't know how to pronounce his first name because he was always just Draz. He was Drazic. But Bogdan or Bogdan?
Bogdan.
Nobody really said his first name in Heartbreak High. He was just Draz or Drazic. Like, that's who he was. And he was in that show from 1997 to 1999. I felt like that was way many more years, to be quite honest.
But 97 to 99 felt like 10 years worth of time at the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it. Back on it, I'm just like, how is it only 97 to 99? Really? Yeah. Anyway. In 2003, Cullen, I keep going to say Cullen, my super brain, fucking help me.
Stop it.
Yeah, stop it. He was in a horrific head-on collision, right? And it left him trapped in the wreckage for more than an hour.
Yeah.
So bad that the midsection of his face collapsed and he had to undergo numerous surgeries to repair his face and jaw.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why he looks a bit fucked up today. We're going to put all pictures in the blog, a bit of then and now. But you can see where, his face just isn't right anymore. Still hot, though. Would I bang him? Absolutely.
Got a bit of a fuck eye there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Who hasn't banged a fuck eye? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. As far as acting goes and his career, through the 2000s, he had guest spots in like Home and Away, McLeod's Daughters, and he played Mark Moran in Underbelly. Yeah.
Which he was actually really good in.
And most recently, he had a recent role in Avengers Endgame, and he's been in the Aussie series Mystery Road.
Who was he in Endgame?
I don't know.
Oh, he's one of the bad dudes. When I saw him, I went, oh, I know that. I know him.
Really?
Yeah. He's like a side character. Like, I think he's got a couple of lines. I don't think he's got much.
I'm surprised you remember that. I don't.
Yeah. I was so bored all the way through, man. I was looking for anything. So, yeah. I saw someone I knew. I was like, I know him.
Such a good movie. I don't know how you were bored in that.
Yeah. Anyway. Next heartthrob, Scott Wolf. Oh, yes. I had Scott Wolf posters. Yeah. So Scott Wolf stole the show as fresh-faced Bailey Salinger on Party of Five, which ran for six seasons from 1994 to 2000. Yeah. Yeah. How everybody wanted to bang Bailey. Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed with Scott Wolf for a very long time.
Yeah.
Most people were.
Yeah. And so he went on to have guest roles on Everwood and V. He's been married to the Real World New Orleans star, Kelly Limp, since 2004, and they have three children. Yeah. He's currently starring as Nancy Drew's father, Carson, on the US series Nancy Drew.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't think we've got that here, do we?
No, we don't yet. So I wouldn't even know where to look it up. I'm so behind on technology. But like looking at his then and now pictures, like he's just so gorgeous back then with those dimples. Now he looks like Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael J. Fox, Scott Wolf, and Jason Priestley all look very similar later in life for some reason. Oh, I don't know why.
I don't know. Maybe do they all grow up in the same area, take the same drugs? I don't know. My next one is Joshua Jackson. Gosh, I love God. Joshua Jackson.
He was never one of my favorites.
Wasn't one of mine either.
Oh, no. I love Joshua Jackson.
I just like him in Mighty Ducks.
Yes. Mighty Ducks. Yeah. That was what I liked him in.
Well, that's where I first saw him too, and I fell in love with him then. And I was a big Dawson's Creek fan.
Never watched it.
Yes, from 98 to 2003. Yeah. He was mint. Loved it. He was the reason I watched the show. Yeah. And, he was in Scream 2 as well. Yeah.
Yes.
And I love the Scream franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like after Dawson's Creek, he really did just do a few films. But he had two long-term TV roles in Fringe and The Affair. And, so he dated Diane Kruger for 10 years and they split in 2016. And he's now married to British model Journey Turner-Smith. And they just had their first child in January of 2020.
Oh.
Yeah.
Most recently, though, Joshua Jackson starred in the TV series Little Fires Everywhere. He played Reese Witherspoon's on-screen husband in that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wasn't he in that Doctor one, the bad doctor or the good doctor?
Oh, yes. That's just come out on, is it Netflix?
Stan or something?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I've got all of them, so I can't remember which is which. And all of them have lists and so many things to watch.
And there's so often when I say, hey, what are you watching? You're just like, oh, so I'm watching the reruns of this again.
Mm.
Why? You have all the streaming services. I can't be bothered with anything new. Yeah. I'm just doing something I'm doing.
Yeah, I need to watch something that I've watched a million times. It's fine.
That's me. I'm rewatching Angel.
Oh, how good is it?
I know.
Love it. My next couple are Aussies. So, first up, Ryan Clark. Sorry, American listeners, UK, wherever you are, you probably won't know this guy, but our Aussie listeners, you're Ryan Clark, right?
He played Sam
Marshall on Home and Away for an entire decade. Yes.
Home and Away.
Oh, I did. Right up until
anyone in England will know who he is because they love.
Oh yes, they do. Yeah, that Neighbours, absolutely.
Neighbours. Yeah, I don't understand the fascination.
Yeah,
they have Coronation Street. They see it as similar.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So Ryan Clark pretty much didn't do any acting after this. Like after Home and Away, he was like, "Yeah, I'm done." He has been working as a lifeguard and nowadays works as a lifeguard in Sydney at Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
So he's had a bit of a recurring role on Bondi Rescue.
Yeah, he's been in it a bit. I've seen things on that.
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay,
now I know who he is because I watched Bondi Rescue.
Yeah, so now he's got two sons and he's married and he's known as Whippet on Bondi Rescue. Yeah. But, I didn't recognise him either. I watched Bondi Rescue and, like, I know who Whippet is, but I didn't recognise him as fucking Ryan Clark. I'm like, holy shit, he changed so much growing up.
When you said Ryan Clark, I didn't know who it was, but then as soon as I saw the picture, I went, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know what Bondi Rescue is, it's real life Baywatch, but in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. At one of the busiest, smallest beaches in Australia. It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
It's insane. There are so many nicer beaches. So I've been to Bondi Beach quite a few times. Just as more like a passing through. I wouldn't bother swimming there. There's no point. There are so many nicer beaches.
Yeah. Don't believe the hype, people.
Yeah, exactly. But definitely go there, check it out. Like
Check out Ryan Clark too. He might just be wandering around. You never know.
Yeah, doing his job. Yeah.
Yeah. Saving people.
Yeah.
Shit.
My next guy is Simon Baker.
Oh, I love Simon Baker.
Right, I know, me too.
Sorry, not my side at all.
Well, he broke out in a starring role as Constable Sam Farrell on E Street in 1992.
Me too.
The Tasmanian star went on to guest on Home and Away and Heartbreak High. From 2008 to 2015, Baker starred on the hit US show The Mentalist, which I loved. I watched season one and season two, and then something else was on around that time, or I was just busy. I just lost it. Like I stopped watching it. I don't know what happened, but maybe I need to revisit. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. He went on to star in some films like Devil Wears Prada. He recently appeared in the movies Here and Now opposite Sarah Jessica Parker.
A cough.
And
COVID.
COVID. And Aussie flick High Ground alongside veteran star Jack Thompson.
Mm.
Yeah. And in his past life, Baker has been married to actress Rebecca Rigg since 1996. So that's a bit cute.
Mm-hmm.
They have three children, and Naomi Watts and Nicole Kidman are godmothers to two of them.
Huh. There you go.
Yeah, it's something I learned today.
He's a vampire man. Just before we jump into the next one, he's a vampire. He looks exactly the same.
Oh my gosh, I know, right? Look at that picture. I mean, he's had a bit of a glow up. Like he's definitely got a tan, and the glasses that he wears now, it just sets it off. Yeah.
But other than that, he's a vampire. He looks exactly the same.
Yeah, he hasn't aged. He just looks like he's beefed. Like he's gone to the gym, got a bit tank.
Maybe. Yeah. Or he just hit dad bod streak and just ran with it. So you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. His jaw is definitely a lot stronger. Like it's not as thin. Like
he's manly now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely got his man on. Yep. But has he aged? Who knows?
Nah. Vampire. Nah.
Yeah. My next two guys are part and parcel together, really. You can't separate them. Mario Lopez and Mark Paul Gosselaar. yes, it's the Bayside High Boys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, love them. Mario Lopez and Mark Paul Gosselaar starred as A.C. Slater and Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell. And Saved by the Bell, the college years. Mm-hmm. Reese, yes. Oh, God, I love them. I love that show. I loved everything about it. Watching it now, looking at the colors and the patterns on just materials and like tables and chairs and stuff, I'm like, oh my God, we lived this. Why?
I know.
All over again.
The only thing that I can't stand about rewatching Saved by the Bell is Screech. He irritated me then. He really grates on my gears now. I can't. Yes.
Yeah. Same with Urkel. I was never an Urkel fan.
No, I don't. He doesn't seem to bother me.
Oh, he's so annoying. Did I do that? Yeah, you fucking did. Now I'm going to kick you in the face. Fuck off.
But he was so hot when he got a makeover. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did not get into it. So, recently, Gosselaar had main roles in TV series Mixed-ish, Pitch, and CSI. You got a bit of CSI on, yeah.
Ooh.
He also does runs a YouTube channel, and I've watched bits and pieces, but it's like bit shows, and then he talks about Saved by the Bell and stuff like that. It's funny. It is funny, but it's not something that I really get into. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my ex-boyfriend got into it a lot more, so yeah, I think that's what puts me off. So. He was obsessed with it, and I really was.
Your ex-boyfriend, was he even born when Saved by the Bell was on?
No.
I'm actually not joking. This is serious.
Yeah, I'm not even joking either. What years was it again? Oh, my God.
He wasn't born, darling.
Fuck, no, he really wasn't. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, Mario Lopez, he's been hosting the celebrity news show Extra for 10 years.
Mm.
I can't believe he's been doing that for 10 years now. And now he also hosts Access Hollywood. I'm like, oh, good on him.
Yeah, I like Mario Lopez. I think he's cool. Mm.
Yeah. And both of them returned to their 90s roles for the 2020 Saved by the Bell reboot, which I have not watched.
There was a reboot?
Yes, there was. I haven't watched it yet. They come back as like teachers or something?
I've seen the one that was like the new class, and Screech is like now the principal. I've seen that.
And AC Slater is the gym coach.
I clearly didn't watch it for long enough because I didn't recognize anybody else in the show. Yeah. So
I think they just make like guest starring parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in it permanently.
Oh, okay.
And my last Aussie one is Dita Brummer. I had a big thing for Dita Brummer. Oh, that's yes.
Never a he Dita played Brummer fan.
Shane Parrish on Home and Away. And he was on the show from 92 to 96. Yeah. And I've written remember his on-screen wedding to Angel. But you guys didn't really watch Home and Away, so
I did. I watched Home and Away. I was obsessed. Well, wasn't obsessed. I just watched it. And I think I stopped watching it just after my daughter was born.
Well, his wedding to Angel was so beautiful. Because I loved Melissa George. I thought she was the most beautiful person. And the plaits that she used to have in the front of her hair. I used to try and do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but she's just gone all sorts of downhill. I could talk about Melissa George and the fucking train wreck that she is now, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let you continue.
Yeah. So, well, apparently Dita Brummer and Melissa George, like, they hadn't spoken since their time on the show together from 96.
Because they hated each other.
Yeah.
They hated each other.
Yeah. So he continued acting in Aussie TV shows. Just on and off over the years. He had a role in Underbelly, Winners and Losers, Neighbours, but it was nothing that really, like, it wasn't any sort of standout. He wasn't like a main character who stayed on with the show, just bits and pieces.
Underbelly he was good in, but, like, he didn't come back out of the 90s like Calvin Mulvey and just go, whoa, shit, this dude can act. Like,
yeah,
it was not that all of a sudden realisation. With Dita Brummer coming back onto that show. No.
No, it wasn't. And sadly, yeah, he left this plane of existence 24th of June this year.
Yeah, it's a bit sad.
Yeah. It was a big shock to everyone, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, now to end on a good note, I am going to talk about the boy I promised to talk about in a previous episode.
So good. Yes.
So, yeah. I'm just going to pass through and say, Andrew Keegan, he was first recognized for his performance of teen rebel Zach Dell in the film Camp Nowhere. I fucking loved that. Hired it so many times in the video store. Oh, so good. And Keegan was cast in a minor role in the 1996 film Independence Day. Yes. And he played the love interest for Stephanie Tanner in the television series Full House as well.
I don't remember him in that at all.
Yeah, it was one episode.
Oh, okay.
That would be why.
Yeah. He had guest parts on numerous television shows before being cast on the TV drama Party of Five. So, and that was in 1994.
Who was he on Party of Five?
I cannot remember. I don't have that.
Okay.
But that same year, he landed the recurring role on Seventh Heaven, which is where I remember him from
1996.
I also don't remember him.
Well, you don't remember him at all?
No, I remember him.
Oh.
But I don't remember him on Seventh Heaven.
I didn't watch it.
He was in there for quite a bit because he played this single teenage father in love with Jessica Biel's character, Mary.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very controversial. So, yes. He did some acting in the 90s. You know, he was in 10 Things I Hate About You, but then sort of, yeah, dropped off. He did some films, but it wasn't really, it's nothing standout. What I find really interesting, in 2014, Keegan founded Full Circle, a community spiritual center based in Venice, Los Angeles. They characterized the organization as a new religion.
How did we not cover this? I know.
Yes, other outlets called it a cult. It was a cult. He founded a cult. How did we not know this?
How did we not know this?
We did why are we not research. There? That's why.
Yeah, we crack research. That's right.
This is why we will never be recruited to be intelligence operatives for any government ever.
Oh, that's never.
Why.
Yeah. Yeah. So in an interview, Keegan described the group as a non-denominational spiritual community center where people of all beliefs and backgrounds come together to meditate, practice yoga, and engage artistically.
That's a sex cult. Why aren't we there? I don't understand. Why are we still living our lives? Why are we not there?
I don't know. So New York Magazine reported in March of 2015 that the actual theology of the group is tough to pin down. It seems to loosely follow Hinduism, or at least Russell Brand's Sanskrit tattoo version of it.
I bet you he goes there for retreats every year.
Yeah.
I bet. So in May of 2015, the Full Circle Temple was raided by California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control Officers.
There's an alcoholic beverage control officer? Shit.
Oh, yeah, this is why we live in Australia and not the US.
Now I know why we don't live there. Okay, keep going.
So the raid was apparently related to Full Circle's distribution of kombucha. Yeah, all right. If you don't know what kombucha is, it's a beverage made from sweet black tea.
Isn't it kombucha?
Is it kombucha?
Is it kombucha?
I don't know.
I say kombucha.
I heard it was fermented something, and whatever the organism is that is breeded out of whatever is fermented is still alive in the bottle. It's not an animal. It's a yeast product. Yeah. And I just went, that's a hard pass for me.
Yeah, and it smells and tastes disgusting.
You don't drink that thing in the bottom. You don't drink him. No, you leave him in the bottle. Yeah, don't drink him.
Yeah, I just still don't get it. It tastes like ass.
I've never had it.
No.
Yeah. A spokesperson for the temple stated that they were actually unaware that they needed a license to distribute kombucha.
Makes sense.
I don't know. Like, the alcohol or beverage control officers were coming in, but kombucha's not an alcohol. Like, it's sold in the supermarket. We don't sell alcohol in the supermarket over here in Australia.
No.
I understand you can get that in America, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, why was the alcoholic beverage control officers coming? How strong was their kombucha?
Maybe because it's fermented.
Maybe.
And it's got some form of alcoholic level in it. But even if it's, like, minute.
Maybe they stormed the place because they just saw that there was stills and stuff like that when they did their hover over with their drone and went, they're making bootleg booze. Got there and they realized it was just a bunch of hippies making kombucha.
Maybe. Well, the organization actually closed in June 2017. So Keegan doesn't really seem to be acting anymore. My best guess is maybe he just took his cult underground and is just Jim Jonesing it at some compound somewhere. Related wildly.
Yeah. Don't drink the kombucha, people from that place. Yeah.
Yeah. There's not much like more I could find, but I'd love to know more about the Full Circle.
Because you want to be Full Circle, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a lot more interesting about Andrew Keegan than I was fucking expecting when I first started research, I tell you.
Legit was not expecting that whatsoever.
Yeah.
That was a good find.
Yeah. So, yes, that's my heartthrobs. Hopefully I will find my scrapbook with some pictures in it and I'll put it in the blog, but I don't know. I'm still unpacking boxes. Who knows? It's anyway. I could have unpacked it and put it somewhere for all I know. There's actually not that many boxes to unpack. Like, I don't know. That's me done.
I don't know, mate.
What have you got?
Okay, so I'm going to keep my bit short this week. You're welcome, Bianca. Because for the simple fact that I have not finished editing last week's, yes?
I don't know.
No, the week before.
Happens to the best of us, mate.
Yeah, it's just. My part was just so fucking long and I've just gotten so bored listening to myself talk. it's a bit much. So, yes, if you're listening to, like, 2 weeks ago and I end, like, halfway through my story, it's because I got sick of listening to you talk and just cut the rest and just went, it's fine. You don't need to know what happened in the end.
Oh, God.
So,
I love it.
Yeah. So this week I've chosen Devon Sauer.
I love him.
I had him plastered on my wall for so many years.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just so cute. And he's actually not too bad now. So yeah. I didn't put pictures up for the girls. They can see it when they look at the blog. So, yeah, the now 43-year-old Canadian actor started his career in the late 80s, early 90s. I didn't even know he was Canadian.
Oh, really?
How did you not know this? I knew that.
Because I don't think I paid that much attention when I was 12.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I obsessed over every little detail. Anyway.
Yeah. I didn't. Maybe I knew then, but I've forgotten since then.
I was clearly irrelevant information. Your brain's just deleted it. It's just went, nah, you don't need
that
this.
That or the alcohol got to it and just went, boom. Don't need it. All right. So, yeah, keeping it short. So his TV debut was in 1989. In a show called Unsub, an American TV show about an elite FBI forensic team.
Yeah.
Then he went into 1992 to 1994. He was on a show called The Odyssey, which is a Canadian kids' fantasy adventure show that he was in for 3 episodes.
Oh,
3. Oh, I tell ya. And then in 1996, he was in Robin of Loxley. So this is actually a TV movie, and it was more like a modern-day Robin Hood.
I'm going to have to find it.
which stars also Joshua Jackson.
Oh, doppelganger. Yes.
She's definitely
tag team.
She's definitely the
one. You wish.
So his movies that he did in the early days, so his debut movies, 1994, Little Giants.
I made my daughter watch it the other day. And she loved it too.
Yeah. Amazing. 1995, Casper, one of the best movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
Also in 1995, Now and Then.
Yes.
Not a big part, but still very vital.
Blows my mind that both him and what's her name were in that movie, Casper. Christina Ricci. That they were in both of those movies in the same year, because Casper is so vastly different to Now and Then. So different.
So different.
I've let my 8-year-old watch Casper, and she really enjoyed that. But Now and Then's probably, she's not ready for it. So.
She totally is. Just saying. She totally is. 1996, Night of the Twisters. Do you girls remember this movie?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So underrated.
It was good.
So it came out the same year as Twister.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it had more twisters in it than Twister.
Yeah, because they got hit by the first one and they all go running out to try and find their lost loved ones, and then they kept getting hit by more and more, and it was fucked. Yeah.
So that movie, just a little background on that movie, it's based on a book.
Okay.
Which was actually based on true events.
Hmm.
Like an actual fucking, I think 7 twisters hit somewhere in the US.
Wow.
And, yeah, that created the book and then the book to the movie.
Amazing. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So in 1997, he was in Wild America with a certain Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Scott Fairstone.
Yes. My sister and I still say the line, the good old Mountain Dew. Like, we go to fart, right? We go to let one rip, and we both, every time, the good old Mountain Dew. Because the dad's out there working on carburetors, because that's what he did. And, yeah, he just says that and lets one rip, and I'm like, that's what we do now since fucking 1997.
They're such ladies.
And your sister would have been 6 doing that.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. Classy.
Yeah. So after that, he started moving away from like the young teen movies and more towards the old teen, young adults. So in 1998, he was in SLC Punk. He plays a drug addict.
That's a good movie. It's a good movie.
I haven't seen it, but I was reading about it and it did sound fairly good. So
yeah.
No, I always felt that that movie was a bit of I'm trying to be Leonardo DiCaprio and I'm chasing in his footsteps because Leonardo DiCaprio did Basketball Diaries. We didn't mention that when we said all the reasons why Leonardo DiCaprio should have got an Oscar. Basketball Diaries. We keep forgetting.
Oh, my God.
Name.
Yeah.
Fuck the Basketball Diaries.
That's a whole episode on its own. Why Leo deserves an Oscar, which he now has, but, you know, why he deserves so many more.
He deserved it before he had to pretend to be raped by a bear.
Yeah. Well, you've really got to watch The Revenant so you can stop making that joke because that's not even what happens.
That's what everybody knows it as. And if I say that actually what happened, people won't get it.
Okay. In 1999, he was in Idle Hands. I don't think I've seen the whole movie, just parts of it. I will need to watch the whole movie.
I can't believe that you're even saying that. Like,
well, I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've sat down and watched the entire movie. I really don't think I have.
That's insane. I've watched it several, I couldn't even tell you how many times I've watched that movie.
Seth Green is in that movie.
Yes.
I think I have seen it then. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he dies and he ends up with this bottle just sticking out of his head. It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
We've all been there. It's fine.
Yeah. In 2000, he was in Final Destination. And again, have not watched all of it, just parts of it.
What? Oh, God. I watched it for funsies.
Yeah, I've watched the first one several times. And then I sort of watched the rest, but not really.
Yeah, well, after that, I kind of stopped hearing about him. There was a 3-year gap between 2006 and 2009 where he didn't really work. Well,
there's no...
He did Stan.
Yeah, when did he do Stan? I can't remember when that
came out.
That was 2001?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
that song came out the year. Yeah,
Little Bits up until 2006. And then, he went on a bit of a hiatus.
Huh.
But he's been working. That's his only time where he hasn't worked. And he's been doing mainly TV. Small parts and movies that are a mix of action, horror, and comedy.
Mm.
And so they're like smaller, unknown movies or just movies that I haven't heard of. So for TV shows, he's been in Nikita, Hawaii 5-0, The New MacGyver, and Chucky, the new TV show Chucky.
There's a TV show about Chucky?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen any of those, so yeah.
I've seen one episode of The New MacGyver and went, I prefer old MacGyver. Hawaii 5-0, I went, eh. And Nikita's really not my thing.
And Nikita's not my thing. 5-0 was good, though. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, and Chucky, I don't know when it was released. I couldn't remember. But, yeah. So movies, Escape Plan, The Extractors. That's got Stallone in it.
And Arnie. It is awesome. This movie is awesome in its crapulence. You got to watch it. It actually is really quite good. And
heard of it.
Oh, good. There's one bit where Arnie yells at Sylvester Stallone. He goes, "You punch like a vegetarian." And it was because Arnie was in a vegetarian phase, or one of them was in a vegetarian phase. I can't remember what it was. And it was like this running joke between them, and that was their thing. And yeah, it's good. You punch like a vegetarian.
He was in that.
Oh, was he? I don't remember him at all.
The Fanatic with.
Meaning to watch that for years. Oh, God.
What's his name?
Was it Elijah Wood?
No.
No. Fucking hell. This is so annoying.
This is going to be annoying because he's a Scientologist. Grease.
John Travolta.
John Travolta. Thank you.
Yep.
no idea where you two were going with this at all. It could have been a musical for all I know.
Oh, God, that was painful for my head.
That was really hard.
I couldn't think of his name. I had him in my head and I'm like, that guy.
I felt your brain give birth to that. Like, that was painful, Sarah. I feel you. And you don't even have alcohol to, like, lube that shit up.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was in The Fanatic with John Travolta.
Yeah.
Which I may also need to watch because that just seems really interesting. Hunter Hunter. Not the anime Hunter Hunter. Just a movie called Hunter Hunter.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, me either.
Black Friday? No. About shopping?
Maybe it is about shopping. I don't know. And Gasoline Alley, which comes out next year in 2022. Mm. Mm. So when he's not acting, he's at home with his wife. He got married in 2013 and they now have two children.
Anyone notable? Anyone we know? Oh, it's a sub-rando.
She's Canadian producer.
Oh, okay. So okay. No one we've known.
Yeah. So, yeah, we don't know
in
her,
the biz.
But yeah, she's in the biz, a Canadian producer, and their children are quite young. I think 2016 was when the other one was born, like the youngest was born.
Okay.
So, quite young. Yeah. And then I just want to make mention of Hanson. Okay. Yeah. Those boys were freaking gorgeous. Blonde hair, blue eyes, could sing. Such music.
Yeah.
I also so talked about bops. One of the Hanson guys as well in one of mine, just briefly, because I'm still a bit in love with them.
I didn't touch them because I was like, yeah, it's Hanson. I'm so over them.
Girls.
Oh, we were obsessed. Sarah and I were obsessed.
Yeah, I was too, but I wasn't allowed to do any of the stuff you guys were allowed to do.
Taylor Hanson, we share a birthday and she's like, we're so connected over this whole birthday thing.
My name's in one of their songs, so
yeah. Yours is just the name. I share a birthday connection, Amy. Yeah, well, the boys are all now grown up, all married, about 50 children between them.
No shit, like literally 50 kids between them. It's insane.
I think Taylor's just having like his seventh kid.
I thought it was number eight, but now I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, God, so many children. But they're still making music. They're still performing. They do world tours. Every time they come to Australia, I go see them. They do make beer.
They do make beer.
It's like, can you get any better? I mean, teen heartthrobs. Continuing to do your amazing music, then you release your own beer.
You had me a beer, mate.
Yeah. Had me a beer. These guys. Yeah, still my heart throbs, tell you. And I'm done.
All right.
Amy.
Ah, my turn. Okay. Tonight, I'm going to be doing two teen heartthrobs in the 90s. I wish. Growing up in the 90s was awesome. As you can tell by the many topics that we cover around the 90s decade, for us, it was glorious. It was a glorious time to be young and free. Yeah. So I'm excited to chat to you about two guys who had my heart in the 90s, where they are now. So the first was my main man, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, or JTT as he was known. JTT was born on the 8th of September in 1981, making him 40 this year. Yeah, happy birthday, JTT. Yeah. And he starred as the middle son in the TV show Home Improvement and then went on to feature in movies and was also the voice of young Simba in The Lion King in 1994. This guy was busy, to say the least, between 1994 and 2005, between appearances on TV and in film. He also managed to graduate with honours from an exclusive private high school, which he attended, and then went on to study at Harvard. He actually spent a year abroad, I think in Ireland, studying overseas too.
Wow.
Yeah, so not a dumb bloke. After that, he pretty much disappeared from our screens. And when I was researching this topic, I discovered that he graduated from Columbia University in 2010. So he started off in Harvard, then did another year in Ireland, and then he came back. I think he had a few years off and then enrolled in Columbia, two different degrees. So he had finished one and then moved on to another. I mean, who's never done that before? Not I. Yes, same thing. So in 2013, he reappeared on our screens and was a guest star on the TV show Last Man Standing. Why? Why would you just come out of nowhere and star on this show or come onto this show? Now, the main character on this TV show was Tim Allen, who also was the main character on the TV show that kickstarted JTT's career in the 90s. So, yeah, Tim Allen plays the main character in both Last Man Standing and Home Improvement. So JTT was in four episodes in total and actually reprised his first role as Randy from Home Improvement in one episode. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know how you pull that off when you've already been another dude in previous episodes, but okay, sure. I didn't watch Last Man Standing, so
Yeah, me either.
In the last 6 years, not much is known about JTT other than he joined the SAGAFTRA Foundation, which was formerly known as the Screen Actors Guild. When I looked at their website, it's a who's who of celebrities that sits on the boards and heads up all the councils and stuff like that. Basically, they provide assistance and an educational program to professionals in the foundation. They also do work with children's literacy programs. So, like, you name a celebrity, they're bloody in this thing. So, yeah, it's a who's who in there. So everybody's on it. I couldn't find him, though. So that was 2017 when he joined, so he may not be on there anymore. Yeah, not much else is really known about him today. He was photographed recently, as in a few months ago, walking his dogs around his home or puffing on a vape. Yep, big news. Big news. Yes. Oh, it was massive news, obviously. He just emerged out of nowhere. Yeah. Righto. Yeah, anyway, there's actually no word whether he's married or he's had children. Word is on the street. He's still a vegetarian, though, which is what drew me in when I was 13, because I also was a vegetarian. So, yeah, I loved it. Yeah, obviously he's just waiting to meet me as I am the one for him. I feel it. True love.
I thought he was gay.
No.
Yeah, I thought he came out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought he came out.
Well, Google says no.
Oh.
Yeah, could not find it. JT married, JT partner, JT kids, JTT kids. I tried everything, could not find a thing.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So maybe he had a dabble. Maybe he thought he was gay because he just hadn't found me yet. So I'm still here. It's okay.
Baby.
Yeah, he just hasn't met me yet. So, yeah, anyway, complete delusion. I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just going to quickly touch on another heartthrob of mine, again, I wish, from the 90s, being Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Before anyone asks, I have no idea why I liked guys with three names, okay? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, it was a trend.
It was a thing, yeah.
Oh, there was yes. Well, I found this article that was going on about how hotness related to six letters in the name, right? So the closer, like six letters in the name meant they were hot or meant that they were good at acting or something like that. Like there's something special about them because the name's got six letters. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, 666. He's fucking made for this town. Yeah, made for it.
Hot too. So hot. Anyway, yeah, so, yeah, I don't know why. There was exceptions to this rule, namely Zach Hansen, who I utterly adored and still do. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was born in 1981 as well, similar to JTT. He got his breakout role on a TV series in the 90s. Joseph is the grandson of a film director and actually attended a public high school. Yeah. So he was not one of those kids that got a cushy ride through a private school because he was on TV. No, he went to public high school. Who knew? I don't know when he had time to actually go there, but.
I remember reading that he used to do his homework on set and stuff like that. Like he'd have a tutor on set.
Yeah, but that's it. They and on Home and Away and stuff like that, they did. But yeah. I don't know that they actually went to actual schools. They just were, like, homeschooled with a tutor on set. I didn't realize that they were enrolled in actual schools. I didn't think that was a thing. Maybe I was wrong. I don't know. Anyway, in the 2000s, it felt like Joseph, or Joe, as he likes to be called, I found out this watching a Sesame Street special he hosted. And I was watching that with my daughter. I'm like, hey, I know that guy. Yeah. He likes to be called Joe. Yeah.
Yes.
Joe. So Hello, Joe. Yeah. He stepped away from Hollywood. And, well, in a way, he kind of did. He attended Columbia University. I mean, JTT and Joseph Gordon-Levitt attended Columbia University. Maybe that was where I went wrong. I should have enrolled there. I don't know. Maybe this is where
maybe
I went wrong.
Maybe you should have.
I should have, yeah. Yeah, so he attended Columbia University but dropped out to continue his acting career. Through the early 2000s to now, he has been in movies and in films, but not all are really widely known. He also did some covers of songs, which admittedly, until I did research for this topic, I knew nothing about the fact that he could sing. Didn't know this.
Yeah, nothing about that.
Me either.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to go and find some of these clips, yeah, and have a bit of a look-see. Yeah, so if you want to have a look at his Wikipedia page, there is lots more info there. He founded Hit Record, which is an online... Co-founded Hit Record, which is an online collaborative media platform, as you can
see. Sure is.
Bianca follows it as well on Instagram and everything else. So, yeah.
I actually contribute on Hit Record.
Oh, contributor.
Yeah, I'm a contributor, And a collaborator, yeah. Oh. And, like, I follow him on Twitter, and then that was how I found out about it. He put a tweet out, like, hey, can anybody do this sort of voice? Come on over to Hit Record. Give yourself. And I was like, what? And so I got onto it, like, during the pandemic last year, and I've contributed to heaps of stuff.
Oh, put on you. Oh, there you go. The company uses a variety of media to produce short films, books, and other things. So that's an interesting little tidbit for you. A little bit of a titbit for you, as we call them now on Friday Night Wi-Fi.
Yep.
In 2014, he married his wife, who's ultra smart, just big, big nerd. Yeah, I'm actually in awe of her when I read about her. She's actually incredible as well, so I can understand that. She's the founder and CEO of a tech company called Fellow Robots. The couple have two kids, and in October 2020, he and his family actually really relocated to New Zealand. Oh, yeah, they're from Sydney. Yeah. Yep, they're over in NZ now to be able to safely film stuff while the pandemic continues to rage on, because our Dan's got her shit together over there. So, yeah, that is where they live now. So hopefully he's still there when we go over there in a few years. Might have to hit him up. Hey.
Yeah, well, I knew he was over there because of his Twitter. But that was like June last year and he was filming something.
Yeah. So
he was doing stuff from his hotel room. So, yeah, I mean, oh, got hiccups. Yeah, he must have found a place and, yeah, moved there. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. So he lives there now. So, yeah, hopefully he's still there when we go over there. Yeah. I've put a couple of pictures in for the girls just to have a look. As you can see, one of my heartthrobs fared up way better than the other one. So,
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, in some pictures, in JTT's defense, in some other pictures where he's not half wearing a mask and puffing on a vape and walking two little white mops, I'll call them, he does look a little bit better. But, yeah, who looks good in a trackie walking their dog? Seriously, no one. So, yeah, anyway, I'm still here, JTT. I'm still here. Reach out on our socials or email us at friday.wifi.
I just answered that question with Henry Cavill. But seriously, he looks good in anything.
Oh, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I'm so ready for The Witcher 2.
Oh, he might be a vampire, though. So stay tuned for that, because he doesn't seem to age either. But he was born looking like he was 40, so, yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
He kind of was.
Yeah, that's like one of the people I was going to cover.
An episode of that stupid show, Mum Watches, Midsummer Murders.
Don't call that stupid. It's awesome.
Fucking stupid, I hate it.
Yeah, speaking of like the vampires, I was thinking maybe I should chuck Usher in there. He's a fucking vampire.
He definitely like, is. Pharrell is a vampire as well.
Yep. Such vampire.
Keanu Reeves. Although he has had a glow up.
I feel like he's now just looking
Keanu Reeves
age.
Yeah.
As much of a vampire these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's starting to catch up with him, but he's nearly 50. Gwen Stefani's a fucking vampire. Like, she has not changed. I don't know
what's going on. I reckon if you get the trowel and scrape that makeup off.
Yeah, but even with that amount of makeup, I'm not going to look that good. You're still going to have something going on underneath there.
I reckon it's all makeup. Botox. Yeah.
Still don't think I would pull that off. Jennifer Aniston's also a bit of a vampire.
Yeah. Yep, she's hot as fuck. Yeah.
There's so many vampires in Hollywood.
They have good diets and they have good skincare routines.
I'm not doing that. I can't do the skincare routine.
We talked about this other night. It's a wet face washer and just scrub that shit.
Yeah, just wipe it hot, well, a bit warm because that helps.
Oh, yes, warm helps.
Yeah, warm helps. Just a bit warm, wipe it off. Yeah, throw a moisturizer on, go the fuck to bed.
Yeah, exactly. I think our beauty hacks episode is going to be amazing. It's going to be Sarah just yelling at us. No!
Yeah, that will be, and then it will be like half an hour of me discussing all the products I use, my daytime and my nighttime.
I'm interested to hear this. Listeners, are you interested to hear this? Let us know.
Do you want to be a vampire?
Yeah, do you want to be a vampire? Let's get Sarah's skincare routine.
To be really quite clear with you two, if JTT does hit us up, dibs. All right, I said it first. Just to be real fucking clear, okay? Dibs.
Okay.
Cool. I just want in the industry. So,
okay.
I mean, I'm a voice actor now. So, yeah.
All right. Let's wrap it up, guys. I've had so much fun researching this topic and feeling the little flutter in my heart when I saw these guys again after, actually, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in my Instagram feed, so is Zach Hansen. I don't think JTT has Instagram, so I don't follow him. So, yeah, but they pop up every now and then, and something inside me goes, oh, the 90s. Love it. Still love it today. However, if you want us to stop talking about the 90s, please give us another topic because we will keep going until somebody else breaks this chain, okay?
Yeah.
Friday.WiFi@gmail.com, at our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, or Twitter. To everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter garbage. We hope that you have found it entertaining and are not using any of the facts discussed in this recording to make important decisions in your lives.
All right, guys.